Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Pop Culture Confidential, and I'm Christina Yerling Biru. Hey everyone, welcome to Pop Culture Confidential. After a 146-day strike, the WGA and the studios, the AMPTP, have reached a tentative agreement. This is some of what was said in the letter posted last night by the WGA to its members. Dear members, we have reached a tentative agreement on a new 2023 MBA, which is to say an agreement in principle on all deal points, subject to drafting final contract language. What we have won in this contract, most particularly everything we have gained since May 2nd, is due to the willingness of the membership to exercise its power, to demonstrate its solidarity, to walk side by side, to endure the pain and uncertainty of the past 146 days. It is the leverage generated by your strike in concert with the extraordinary support of our union siblings that finally brought the companies back to the table to make a deal. We can say with great pride that this deal is exceptional, with meaningful gains and protections for writers in every sector of the membership. And it goes on, and you can read the entirety via the WGA. Film critic, writer, and WGA member Tom O'Brien was with me on this show in May when this all started and joins me again in what we hope will be a celebration. First of all, Tom, welcome. And should I say congratulations, of course.
Oh, this, it's a happy day in Hollywood. You know, we are not all the way back to being the new normal. We still have our allies in SAG-AFTRA need to be able to sit down. But once this was a major deal, and the negotiating committee of the WGA, I mean, my hats are off to them. They have been dogged in making sure that the writers get the deal that was needed to be able to assure wages and AI protection and writers' rooms. Many people thought that these three sticking points would never be agreed to. And I think it was only through the dedication of the people on the line, the strikers, the people who picketed every single picketing day that made the studios sit up and take notice. And the negotiating committee has always downplayed things. They're saying, wait to hear it from us. Don't read the trades. It's, you know, if something is breaking, please trust us to tell you. And we have, so that when they use a phrase like this deal is exceptional, This is, I'm just over the moon by it.
Of course, in the coming days, we have a few things left. You, the 11,000 membership, will have to vote this through. So it's still sort of a tentative agreement before we get the final wording. But as you're saying, from this letter, can you surmise that it seems that the demands have been met?
I think that the negotiating committee would never use this language if something has fallen short, because the members have been too determined to make sure that this strike is worth it to handle the issues so we don't have to do this again in 3 years. And so I'm extremely optimistic, actually, Christina, for the first day of the 146.
We talked in May, and of course we've been talking here and there through Twitter and messaging, and you've been pessimistic several times through this, and it's because they have been so far apart from each other, correct? Is the feeling
that is
I get.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And for the longest time, the AMPTP would not even meet with the writers. And it really, I think, took the help of our allies in SAG-AFTRA to really make this pay then make them pay attention, because frankly, when you have actors on the picket line, you get press. Mm-hmm. And the actors have been great about staging events like show reunions and other guilds, other groups coming to help, that it became really untenable for the studios to stay away from the bargaining table. Certainly public opinion was beginning to turn against them. And I think everybody wants to get back to work. And the fact that we've had five straight days of negotiations and that led to this wonderful news last night, I think makes this a likely first step in getting Hollywood back on its feet. Mm-hmm. And I only hope that when the language comes out and the members of SAG-AFTRA see it, the AMPTP, in an effort to try and get us all back, will meet with SAG-AFTRA and be able to hammer out language that meets their needs as well.
Yeah, so in terms of the writers, the demands, you mentioned them a little bit, but to say it quickly, of course, it's viewership-based residuals, an increased amount of minimum compensation in all areas for writers, pension and healthcare plans, but also the regulation of AI, writers' rooms, mini rooms, and things like that. But what do you make of, you were mentioning in a bit, that this last few days, since Thursdays, in the room, you had Netflix CEO Ted Sarandis, Disney CEO Bob Iger, David Zaslav, Donna Langley. They were all there this time around for the past few days. Do you think that made a difference?
Totally. Because they're the ones who can say yes. And to be able to have them all gather together and be able to hear this out and see how crucial getting these issues are to getting resolved now, it's in their long-term interest to resolve them so that, you know, there's no more disruptions along the line, because I think we all want to be able to get back to work. And the fact that they gathered together when some of them, frankly, in the past have been very critical of the Writers Guild, to be able to get them in the room, to be able to just talk has been a major achievement. And, you know, hats off to them for coming. But I think it's in everybody's best interest that this be resolved.
What do you think has been the most contentious of these different demands?
I think the AI issue is probably the biggest issue, because this is a brave new world. Mm-hmm. And AI is also very, it's kind of a gray area, because it's a tool that can be used for good in terms of writers using it for research, but it also can be used for ill, with studios thinking that they can replace writers by simply a bit of software. No software is going to substitute for the kind of life experience that writers bring that makes script special, that makes the film great.
Right. Yeah, well, it's going to be interesting when we get the final deal to read the wording on the AI, in particular, what kind of regulations the writers have gotten through and things like that. And you were also mentioning the AMPTP had some very odd communication through these months. I mean, there's been leaks about people talking about even wanting to wait for writers to lose their homes. That's how long they would see this strike out. Very harsh. What did this do? Did this strengthen the resolve of the writers, or how do you see that?
Writers were pissed off. Let's just say that.
To put it lightly.
That is not good faith. That is very demeaning to writers, because such a large percentage of the guild don't make a great deal of money and are trying to get jobs, yes, to pay for healthcare at the very least, and to be condescended to that way. And, you know, it was just it just got our back up. And I think that helped the resolve to get as many people as came out every day in the rain, no matter what is going on, to be on the picket line so that the studio saw that. And, you know, it's there's got to be a book or an article to just how inept the PR department at AMPTP was in getting the message out. You know, it's like even at the very end, on Saturday night, they said, this is our last and final offer. It's like, come on, guys. You know, it that got the backup too. It's sort of like, well, if this is, you know, this deal that they're supposedly saying is the final offer is less than what actually would be needed to solve the problem, we're going to vote it down. And so there was a lot of skepticism on Sunday afternoon, particularly that such a final deal could be made after language like that. But they did it. Everyone's so happy.
Don't piss writers off.
That's a good lesson.
The consequences of these 5 months have, of course, been huge for the industry, for the economy, for California's economy, for everyone working below the line in the industry in general. And of course, this is following a difficult period of COVID. When all this is said and done, hopefully within just a few days, how long to get back on our feet and what will we see first?
Well, I think that the pact with the writers will only help the SAG-AFTRA to be able to come to a deal as well. If the deal that the WGA got is as good as the negotiating committee says it is, it sounds like it would be a good template to work from for the actors. Now, granted, actors have slightly different concerns, additional concerns that writers don't have, and that would still have to be worked out. And shows aren't going to be back right away. Even the late night shows still have to kind of, it's been 5 months away. They got to get everybody back together. They got to get their rhythm in and to be able to. So I would say probably you could see late night shows come back probably the first part of October. Mm-hmm. Shows like Abbott Elementary, with any luck, we may have new episodes by the end of the year. Nonetheless, this is a fantastic news for everyone. And it's not just the writers or the actors. It's all the ancillary people, the florists, the carpenters, all the people in the industry. When production shuts down, they are hurting too. And they're not negotiating for a raise. They just want to get back to work. So, I mean, that is actually the best part of this, that everyone in the industry, the entire entertainment industry family, is going to be back and hopefully with a quick end to the SAG-AFTRA end of it.
Yeah, because we need the actors to start filming these shows that have been on hold and to start promoting the films that have been that are coming out now that are already done. So there's so many moving parts to this. And you were so kind to join me with a little breaking news of what we know. But since we still don't know the actual wording and the deal, you said that you would jump on again with me after you have read it, because you will receive it. And we'll talk a little bit about what is said in there. And hopefully that'll be very soon, right?
It'll be my pleasure to come back anytime. Thanks, Christina.
Thanks so much. Tom, tell people where they can read your work.
You can find me on Twitter at Thomas E. O'Brien, and you can read my reviews and hear my podcasts at Next Best Picture.
Thank you so much, Tom.
I'm Ken Harbaugh, host of Warriors in Their Own Words, a podcast that presents the unvarnished, unsanitized truth of what we have asked of those who defend this nation. As a country, we need these stories more than ever. Stories from Americans who have borne the battle, including 30-year-old remastered interviews with veterans from World War I recounting their time in the trenches of Europe, and with veterans from World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and from our most recent conflicts in Iraq, Afghanistan, and other battlefields Americans may never have heard of. Hear their stories by listening to Warriors in Their Own Words wherever you find podcasts.